This is Rocky Mountain Voices, powered by PodTech.
Welcome to the Rocky Mountain Voices and Connect weekly podcast.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Connect Cast. I'm Sydney Tetra with Rocky Mountain Voices, and I have Colin Kelly, executive editor for Connect Magazine. And today we're going to just cover some of the topics and things that have been happening around the state really over the last couple of weeks, because we haven't done a Connect Cast for a few weeks. So we just thought we'd run through what are really the highlight stories of what's been going on in the community and what's been happening. Anything to add, Colin?
No, thanks, Sid. It's good to be back after our sort of summer slack-off break here.
Exactly. Well, let's start with probably one of the biggest stories coming out of the last few weeks, which is Huntsman Corporation's huge acquisition. Basically, I think right now it's at about $10.6 billion deal to Hexion Corporation. And I know you've got some of the details behind it. I think, like we were talking about a little bit earlier, bidding war is fairly interesting, but then ultimately why Don Huntsman Sr. wanted to sell the company, I think, is part of the story here.
Right. Yeah, there was a bit of a bidding war that went on between Basil, who was the original bidder for Huntsman Corporation. Eventually, Hexion, which is a subsidiary of Apollo Management Corporation, won out. And the latest numbers I've seen are $10.6 billion, but they may change before the deal is finalized. So the real story there is, accolades go out to John Huntsman Sr. for sticking to his commitments. And a number of years ago, he committed a large amount of dollars to both help combat cancer and also to help with some other charitable organizations. So he's arguably the main reason that Huntsman went public and had an IPO last year was to raise money for that. And then also Huntsman stated that one of the main reasons they've sold the company was to help finalize those deals. So John Huntsman Sr. himself stands to a profit about $1.5 billion out of this transaction, and the money is already all committed. I mean, he's $600 million has already been committed to one of his foundations. There's going to be another $900 million coming in that's going to be committed to. So we're going to see John Huntsman Sr. be able to build some really big critical mass, particularly with the Huntsman Cancer Foundation. And so it will be great to see what things can be done with that money and also how much more money they can attract. The Huntsman Cancer Foundation is also a fundraising entity, and they do raise money from outside sources, and a lot of money like that can tend to attract even larger amounts of money. So down the road, we could see a huge benefit to cancer from this deal.
That's right. And, I mean, the Huntsman Cancer Foundation has done amazing things. So we're always grateful for all the work that he does there, because it has really become a foundation in the West for cancer treatment.
Yeah, it's sad to see another Utah company be sold, but I think here there's a huge silver lining, and if someone can somehow make some kind of a dent in cancer that'll help people's lives down the road, it's definitely worth the trade-off.
Exactly. Well, it'll be interesting to watch the final details that come out around that. The next thing we wanted to cover that happened over the course of the last few weeks is the Utah Valley Entrepreneurial Forum announced their top 25 under 5, which is basically the top companies that they're watching from various variables, everything from growth and revenue to employees and various types of contributions that are under 5 years old. And I think that you've got the list that we were going to run down.
Yeah, the winners were announced in July. The number one of those top 25 under 5 is Interbank FX, they're involved in the retail foreign exchange broker market. The other 24 in alphabetical order are Agile Enterprises, or Agile Enterprises, Alianza, Allegiance, Arebex, Beko Associates, Control 4, Doba, Ryan Nichols Company, which is Xcend Consulting, Links and Video, Mindshare Technologies, My Princess Pearls, My Comfort, Navigator Business Solutions, Pilmer PR, which is John Pilmer's PR company, Renesis, Rocket Ship, Rockwell Inc., Seastone Consumer Products, Skull Candy, which they make some great headphones. If you haven't seen Skullcandy headphones, go check them out. Then we've got two other PR companies, Snap Connor PR and SNG PR, Sunrise Publishing Group, Tractronics, and finally Your Home Advocate to wrap up the top 25 under 5 for this year.
That's great. Is there more information on the Connect site where they can get some details about those companies?
Yeah, if you go to connect.shuto.com and search for UVEF, you'll see a few articles that will pop up that will give you links to some more information.
Yeah, because a lot of those are great companies. They're all under 5 years old, and obviously they're making great traction and at various stages. You know, some of them have gotten really big, and then others are at various stages. So
yeah, there's some great... there's some great standouts in that list, we don't really need to spend a lot of time on them. But you know, Control 4 is growing rapidly. Xen Consulting is exploding, and they specialize in taking companies to market in Latino markets and helping them navigate the potential pitfalls there. And Skullcandy is growing like crazy. Rick Alden's company, they have a great line of really cool headsets and headphones and that plug into your cell phone or your iPod, things like that.
Yeah, there's some great companies there. We'll hit the website to find out more about that. Another one of the stories that has been in the state and even caused some controversy is the American Ski Corp. They're basically closing down, and as such, they've been divesting all the ski resorts they own, and one of those last ones is the Canyons. And since they've been, they've sold that resort, then there's some other various lawsuits underway. Want to give us a little more detail about that transaction?
Sure. American Ski Corporation, they relocated company headquarters to Park City about 10 years ago from the state of Maine, I believe. At one point, they had 25 or 30 ski resorts under management all across the country. They were a very, very large company. Fell on hard times, and just slowly over the last few years, they've been selling off resorts to try to mitigate some of their losses and to pay some of their huge debt payments that they had coming due. They sold their second-to-last ski resort this summer, and then finally they tried to hold on to their crown jewel, which is the Canyons, which they've spent well over $100 million doing renovations and upgrades to the Canyons over the last few years. But finally they couldn't hold on to that either, so they notified the SEC that they were going to close down business, and they sold the Canyons to Talisker Corporation for about $100 million. There is a lawsuit right now underway by Vail, so we'll see how that works out. But regardless, you won't see American Ski Corporation around anymore. Someone else will end up with the Canyons. And I hope whoever buys it continues to operate it and do a good job. The Canyons really has become one of the great resorts here in Utah.
I totally agree. I think one of the things that I love that the Canyons has done, being an avid skier, is I think they've played very well into the local community. They've done great programs with the local schools and with the youth passes and just various local programs. And the resort, it's a great resort to ski. They've got all sorts of terrain to make it a fun place to go. So I'm with you. I hope that the Canyons kind of keeps the personality and culture that they've created, because it's been a fabulous addition to our ski resorts here in the state. So one of the next stories is actually a pretty consistent story we've had for the last 6 months, I would say, which is what's going on in the Utah business, job growth, and employment community, because it's really been great news, I think, since we've started covering and doing the ConnectCast. Both Forbes and CNBC listed Utah as number 2 and 3, respectively, as the best state for business, which everyone usually finds is a surprise. But we just have a fabulous economy right now and just great things going on, which again plays into some of the numbers that were also just released here at the end of July.
That's right. In fact, it's almost getting to the point where it's redundant all the time, because we seem to talk about that all the time. But the fact is, Utah really does have the hottest economy right now, and it seems like every week there's data coming up to support that. Utah still has the lowest unemployment rate in the country, 2.6%. We have the highest job growth rate in the country as well, which is 4.6 percent right now. Forbes named us as the number two best state for business, and CNBC listed us as the number three best state for business, both in July. So good, you know, again, good numbers, good data. It's good to back up the point that Utah has a great economy, and let's hope it keeps going.
Exactly. The only downside is it makes it really hard to find great people because the job growth is so high and we have so few people who are unemployed. So that's just the only downside as an employer who's looking for people to bring in. I think one of the last stories that we should end with that we talked about a little bit previously is, and I think it's actually a great PR story. We've got a lot of local companies, you know, who send out sales reps in the summer, either that's pest control or alarm systems or various products like that. And I think that the Apex alarm and security guys did a fabulous job, and it's probably a great lesson that all of us can learn in handling PR and how to do that. Do you want to kind of give us a little bit of the highlights of the story?
Sure. Yeah, it's not a huge story, but it's one that hasn't been reported much in Utah, so I thought it'd be kind of fun to go over. As I'm sure a lot of you know, that Utah is a hotbed for a certain type of sales company. They're kind of nicknamed the summer sales companies. They typically are companies that sell pest control products or pest control services, satellite TV, magazine subscriptions, home security system, things like that. And they'll go out nationwide, and what they'll do is they'll hire LDS return missionaries to go door-to-door making cold calls in person across the country. And, of course, LDS missionaries are the perfect people to go out and handle this because they're used to knocking on door after door and getting rejection. However, it does make for a lot of negative press. Almost with regularity, these corporations are accused of being very pushy and having high-pressure sales tactics and then not delivering. So it's easy for the press to kind of bash these guys. And in particular, Apex has had a lot of bad press coming out of Indiana and a few other states towards the east that I've seen floating over the news wires for the last little bit. But last week, Channel 14 in Indiana ran a pretty nasty story talking about the over 400 complaints against the company and profiling a poor woman who just had a security system installed and didn't work, and she was regretting her decision. And interestingly enough, one of the vice presidents from Apex called Channel 14 promising to rectify the situation. He got on a plane, flew out there, went and got the Channel 14 TV cameras, went out to this lady's house, completely reinstalled the system, made sure everything worked. And then he said that he personally talked to all 400 people that had complaints. And actually, when you have operations and customers in 31 states, 400 complaints really isn't all that much. But a 30-second soundbite makes it sound like it is. So Channel 14 turned around and did a complete opposite piece a few days later. The company came out looking great, smelling like roses, and it's an interesting PR play. And if you want to actually look at the video, you can go to the spinjas.com website. That's spinjas.com website. That's a blog operated by Russ Page, Clay Blackham, and Alex Koritz, three of the younger and more promising members of the PR community in Utah right now, where they chronicle some of the good and bad PR moves of companies across the country.
Yeah. I think it's just a great story because there's so many times I watch so many companies who don't know how to handle the bad PR or how to address that or how to just aggressively go after making sure customers are satisfied. And in today's world where you have users generating content and pushing that out, the ability for a company to actually just take control of that and be willing to show the public face of that and go in and actually solve the problem, I definitely give them, you know, kudos for being willing to do that, because that's exactly how you have to be able to handle that, right? They're real people and they have real problems. And if you can handle that and show people that you actually care about that, that you're dealing with those complaints, it just totally turns the table on the perception that the community has about a company. There's lots of companies who could learn from that example today in the blogosphere. So with that, I think that ends all of our kind of top news stories from the last couple of weeks that are coming out of the state. And it concludes this edition of the ConnectCast. Thank you for joining us.
This has been a Rocky Mountain Voices podcast. Visit us on the internet at www.rockymountainvoices.com.